Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jim Exner. He's a member of the Stutzman County Fair Board going on 34 years. And Jim, welcome to our show.
Well, I'm sure tickled to be here this morning.
Well, we love having you along, Jim, and we've talked with you in the past, of course, about the Stutzman County Fair. 121 years. The Stutzman County Fair has been going on, and I think the last time we talked to, we kind of talked about it being quite possibly the oldest county fair in the state of North Dakota, right?
Well, I believe it is, but I know it is the largest county fair
exactly
in North Dakota also.
Yes, it is. So let's talk a little bit about the fair. You know, we'll hit on a lot of the different things that are going on, but this is coming up on June 27th and goes through the 30th. And Jim, what are some highlights that we want to go over today?
Well, I tell you, we've got Murphy's coming back with the carnival. That seems to be a big item.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't really have a county fair without a good carnival.
Exactly.
And we have been real blessed with the Murphy people coming in. Of course, the thing to look at is the mega passes. They're available at the Jetstream Neighborhood Grocery and at Superstop. And for $50, you can ride unlimited rides from the time the fair opens till 11 o'clock in the evening. All 4 days
for those. And those, there is a cutoff day that they can buy those, right, Jim?
Right. They can get them through Wednesday.
Okay.
They will no longer be sold after Wednesday evening.
Okay.
If you're not going to be able to be at the fair 2 or more days, there is also a band available from the Murphy people for all the rides during a certain time period, which is an extended time period, for $25 per day. So if it's only a one-day deal, check on getting one of those bands so that you got all kinds of rides.
Okay.
Those riding days are beyond me.
Yeah, I haven't been on a ride for years.
Oh, golly. They have, I think we have 26 rides.
26
coming
rides.
In, right.
Wow, okay.
Right.
Excellent. So there's a lot to choose from, and they always keep them fresh, and they're such fun rides. You know,
right.
Some of them you don't typically see at a county fair, but being the largest one.
I tell you what, the people that bring them in here take a real pride in them, and they do their best to really make them attractive and inviting.
Absolutely. And then, of course, they bring in a bunch of different attractions and the carnival games, of course.
Yes, indeed.
So we're looking forward to that, too.
They're experienced at it, and they do a good job.
Yes, sir.
You asked about highlights of the fair this year.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that we've got outstanding nightly entertainment, bands that we're bringing in. Then when you get to Friday, the rodeo is going to be on, and those people have done a wonderful job up there on the north end of the fairgrounds. It's a big-time rodeo for the state of North Dakota, and it's on Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, there's also going to be go-karting, and that's it's expanding at all times.
Yeah.
More and more go-karting going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be having stock car racing on Saturday evening in front of the grandstand.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people to look into that.
Okay.
Another event on Saturday, it's been going on for a few years. It's over in the 4-H area and the showmanship area. And that's the wiener dog races at 1 o'clock, and those are really interesting to watch.
It's funny. When the 4-H'ers first brought that forth, I think every year it's been held now, I've made it a point to get to the fair on that day to make sure I can see the wiener dog
races.
That's
1 o'clock Saturday, and it's really a growing event up there.
Yes, it is.
Up there at the fairgrounds also there's many events for people of all ages. And I guess when you walk through the gate, one of the first things you noticed is the Mellon Building, and there's home and hobby exhibits in that building.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work goes into that by a lot of people, and the way they present it, it's a good show. The 4-H and FHA activities are going on all 4 days of the fair. And our livestock barn has grown. in entries. It's just getting bigger and bigger all the time. Deb Hadlewick heads up the barn operations over there, and she's doing a wonderful job and growing that along with our 4-H leaders from the county extension office.
Mm-hmm.
One thing people sure look forward to when they come on that ground is they look down that midway and see those food booths.
There it is. I knew we were going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to have, there's going to be awfully good food up there. Mm-hmm. We've got 17 food vendors coming in.
Wow. That's almost as many rides as we've got coming in. Almost.
Right. Not quite, but I'll tell you, there are certain people, and with that, you know, they buy their food and go spend some time in the Oasis visiting with your friend while you're snacking on fair food. And I've asked many, many times, why does a foot-long hot dog taste so much better up at the fairgrounds than what I can prepare on my deck or something like that?
That is a question that will probably never be answered, right?
Well, it's the truth, though.
It is.
Foot-long hot dogs are just unbelievable. And
they're really good.
And we also have 13 commercial exhibitors that come in throughout for the fair.
Okay.
And they come from California and Texas, Grand Forks, North Dakota, St. Cloud, Minnesota. We have a caricature artist that will be there again, about the fifth year in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many things to do when you're up there.
Exactly.
And strolling around and seeing it. And I got to tell you, Warren, we got something new coming in this year.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It's called the Banana Derby.
Banana Derby.
Yes. Those are monkey jockeys.
Okay.
And these monkeys are dressed as, jockeys on horses, and but they ride dogs. They set up a big racetrack, and there's going to be racing going on. The dogs are racing with jockeys, which are real live monkeys.
No kidding.
We saw that show presented to us at a convention in Aberdeen last November, and there were three of us from Jamestown at that convention.
Yeah.
We were unanimous. After we watched that, we said, we've got to bring that to Jamestown. You know that?
It's so unique.
Well, it is. It's a laugh a second, not a laugh a minute. It's a laugh a second. It's the funniest show that I've ever watched.
So these banana races or banana derby, then, Jim, is this going to be one night or is this going to be a couple of nights?
They're going to have three shows on Wednesday, three on Thursday, and then they will have four shows on Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And those times are listed in our trifold, and there's a definite show time that they will be
going
doing.
On.
And there's no cost to watch these. You know, a few years back, we had an excellent attraction in here from Florida, and that was the Alligators, the Gator Boys.
I remember the Gator Boys. Yeah.
They were well received. Mm-hmm. And, well, when we saw this, it's kind of in the same light, something different we don't see very often. But
absolutely.
It's called a Banana Derby.
Banana Derby. So make sure you get that because there's a couple of different shows, like Jim said, three on Wednesday, three Thursday, and then four Friday and Saturday. So a couple of chances to see that then.
Absolutely. Oh. And I'm sure if you've seen it once, you're going to want to go back and see it a second or a third time.
It sounds so absurd, but it sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Again, Jim Exner with the Stutsman County Fair Board joining us on Let's Talk About It. So those are just a couple of highlights, Jim, but we really encourage people to get out and join this fair because a lot of people put in a lot of work to get this thing put together.
There is. Our work crew on the grounds up there has been going at it since the 1st of May, and they have got that grounds in excellent shape, you know. And we've got an outstanding group of people that take care of the ticket sales. It's the Booster Club from Medina, Pingree, and Buchanan.
Okay.
They have done it for the last 3 years, and they do an outstanding job taking care of our ticket booths and the great people to work with, and I'm looking forward to them being back again this year.
Excellent. So
one other thing I would like to mention, I've seen it on television. I've never attended an event and watched it, but it's called a cornhole tournament, and that's competition where two-member teams compete against each other, throwing bean bags to put in a hole about 30 to 40 feet away from me, you know. And it's gotten to be a big thing. We've had one big competition in town already. But we've got people signed up for that. We're only going to allow 64 teams. And we've got, I know, four teams from Aberdeen signed up, number of teams from Fargo.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of local people interested in that.
Yeah.
The main sponsors on that are Wilhelm's and it's Cork and Barrel. Those two businesses are the main sponsors. And if you're interested in getting into that cornhole beanbag tournament, you'll want to stop in and register either at Don Wilhelm Chevrolet or at the Cork and Barrel.
Perfect. That's where they can register for that.
Right.
Okay.
And it's it'll start at 3 o'clock on Saturday. It'll take about 5 hours to complete. And the top five team winners will win cash prizes.
Excellent. Wow. You know, it's funny that you bring that up too, Jim, because as we're in studio right now, we actually have a cornhole board over here in our windowsill. It's a mini cornhole board.
I see
we've been
that.
Practicing.
Yeah. Well, hope you get out there and throw a few bags around.
So, perfect. So, get signed up for that at Wilhelm's or Cork and Barrel. New, again, to the Stutzman County Fair, the Cornhole Tournament on Saturday. Jim, if anybody has questions on these, you guys have a website and a way they can get more information,
right?
We sure
do. We've got a Stutzman County Fair website. Just check that out. But better, if you've got any questions, I think, come on up and see us up at the fairground.
Definitely.
Golly, it's going to... If we get 4 days of good weather, we're going to have an outstanding. Our fair is directly proportional to the weather because we have something for everyone.
Absolutely. All ages are invited. The Stutzman County Fair coming up again June 27th through the 30th. And Jim, we really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. And I enjoy coming up and visiting with you, Warren.